Last week, a grand jury decided not to indict Albany County Sheriff's Officer Derek Colling. In November, he shot and killed 39-year-old Laramie resident Robbie Ramirez. The jurors found the officer's use of lethal force was justified, but that doesn't mean the officer didn't have other options. Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson reports.
What ended as a deadly exchange between Corporal Derek Colling and Robbie Ramirez started as a traffic stop. Ramirez was driving well below the speed limit, so Colling pulled him over. Ramirez refused to roll down his window when Colling approached the vehicle, according to body camera footage. At a press conference, Albany County Undersheriff Josh Debris said Robbie Ramirez left his window up and demanded to know why he'd been pulled over.
You hear in the background there's a lot of yelling from Mr. Ramirez inside the vehicle.
In those recordings, Ramirez's mom, Deborah Hinkle, hears a son who struggled with mental health challenges. He was likely scared and confused. And maybe that's why Ramirez fled the traffic stop. Officer Colling decided to follow him home. Ramirez got out of his truck in front of his apartment. He was upset but unarmed. Colling confronted him with a taser in one hand and a firearm in the other. That final moment could have been avoided, Hinkle says, had Colling answered her son's question.
I don't understand why he couldn't have just slowed it down and answered why he pulled him over.
She thinks it would have made all the difference had Colling attempted to de-escalate the situation. That's not a new concept, but in 2017, the International Association of Chiefs of Police recommended that de-escalation be officially incorporated into all use of force policies. It's not currently a part of the Albany County Sheriff's Office policy manual.
It would make a huge difference in a lot of confrontational situations like that, and I believe that's what needs to happen.
That point was driven home for Hinkle when a grand jury decided not to indict Colling.
Because there were so many other options besides escalating that to the point of killing him. Why wasn't that looked at more?
At a press conference this week, Albany County Attorney Peggy Trent explained that the criminal justice process is set up to evaluate whether the use of force was justified, not whether Colling could have done something else. Now that the criminal proceedings have concluded, Trent says it's time to wrestle with these questions.
How could this happen? What could we do differently?
The choices officers make in the field are in part shaped by policies and procedures and the training they receive. Trent says those are the responsibilities of Sheriff Dave O'Malley.
And it's on his shoulders of how he takes this and proceeds with his deputies. And I think he is, at this point, listening to what other actions could be implemented in the future.
Immediately following Trent's press conference, I walked across the hall to Sheriff O'Malley's office, but he was off-site at a meeting. Over email, O'Malley told me the matter was under review, and he declined to comment further until the process was complete. In the wake of Robbie Ramirez's death, the community has been organizing to demand solutions. Many in Laramie point to how the city's police handle mental health issues and their use of de-escalation. The question is, what's in their policies that isn't in the county sheriff's? I asked Laramie's police chief, Dale Stalder, to show me his department's manual.
So this is a 27-page policy that covers how officers can use each one of their force options.
That's 27 pages just on use of force out of a close to 400-page manual. And as recommended by the International Association of Chiefs of Police, the policy emphasizes de-escalation as an option.
But you notice in the beginning in the definitions where we talk about de-escalation and command presence or verbal skills as being just as critically important as any of your other force options that exist.
He also showed me the section detailing how officers are expected to respond to individuals with mental health concerns.
We'd give our officers different ideas about how we would deal with maybe mental illness or crisis somehow.
It empowers officers to reach out to counselors or family members or to do an emergency detention if that's what's needed. In contrast, the phrase mental health is only used once in the sheriff's policy manual, and there's no mention of de-escalation. Stalder says the police department is diligent about reviewing policies and procedures, and officers are constantly being evaluated and trained.
Our officers need guidance in how they do their job. They want guidance. Because if you don't have policy, then guys are adrift out there.
Stalder says each month they review a different section of their manual and go through the whole thing every year. As for the Albany County Sheriff's Office policy manual, most of it hasn't been changed since 2016. That's according to the dates recorded on the document. Meanwhile, Deborah Hinkle says there's nothing she can do to get her son Robbie Ramirez back.
You know, and I just have to look at this event and say, okay, so obviously we need changes. So let's make changes.
Sheriff Dave O'Malley says he expects to announce his office's next steps in a week or two. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.